News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. And as I was just telling to Ron Nardis, our guest from Charleroi Federal, I love talking about banking. And good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Thank you, Rob.
It's good to have you here today. And, you know, the reason I do, because it reminds me of community. And as I mentioned to you just moments ago, for years I did high school basketball and football and all of the things that really connect the community. And the people that we would always go to help us with the broadcast or to support and were always the first to stand up were people like yourselves at Charleroi Federal. And you were talking about your president, Neil Bassey, actually walking in and shaking hands of customers and talking about things happening in the community. What frightens me about banking, Ron, that it's gotten so global and loans get sold off to companies 10, 15 times over by the time that you have completed the life of a mortgage, it gets lost in translation. And that's something that is not what you're about at Charleroi Federal. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. And that's so true. Charleroi Federal truly has become unique in the industry and within our market, because we have never lost sight of the importance of the relationship with the customer. And what you and I were talking about, not at all uncommon within any of our offices for our bank president, for Neil Bassey, during a visit from a customer sitting in an office, for the president of our bank to walk in and meet that individual, meet that customer and shake hands with them and just thank them for choosing us. We recognize things like that, that when a customer calls a bank or stops into a bank, as you know, they've got a whole host of choices to make today. And we're really grateful every time they choose Charleroi Federal, even if it's to come in and just ask some questions and have an inquiry addressed.
You know, for years doing shows about real estate, and I did a show with Prudential Realty for a decade, one of the things that their president and CEO taught me many years ago, when I was literally afraid to become a homeowner because of the responsibility, it's a good thing, and it's also the biggest investment you'll ever make. So it's essential that you know the person you're sitting across the table talking to, because especially if you've got a spouse and a few young mouths to feed and college education to think about, this, when you take that pen and you sign your John Hancock, you better know that if there's any issues, you can pick up the phone and say, look, get me Ron on the phone, as in you or any of the people that work at your nine branches. And it's more than just a business decision. You want to know about their family and, you know, a little bit about who they are and what their dreams are, long-term plan. And I don't think you can get that at a lot of the conglomerates that are out there today, but you can still find it at Charleroi Federal.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, we recognize when folks choose to make that life choice of a new home, whether it's to buy it or build it, we recognize that that process can be very intimidating, and it's very important to us to make sure that folks who contact us for advice and counsel understand that we're not just going to take your loan application and never talk to you again. We're with you whether that process is the 45 to 60 days between signing a sales agreement to buy a home and then ultimately to close on it, or whether it's the longer process of working through a new home construction project. We walk with you every step of the way. We do our best to keep you advised of your process. And with regard to a new home construction, we want you to know that questions are going to come up and things are going to arise that you hadn't planned for. And we're your point of reference. We're the folks that you reach out to throughout that to help address things that you weren't familiar with or that you didn't understand, because we see this every day, and our customers aren't expected to know about every detail. That's the reason we're there.
Well, see, here's what I also like. 1936, your old school, nine branches. Your idea, and we're talking about Charleroi Federal today, and we'll move on and take a look at what they have done, where they are going, long-term plans, and give you some information if you would like to make a call and talk to these great people before the hour is up. But now that I know who you are, I know because I have your card and number, that I can pick up the phone and ask you any question that I want to ask. And let's face it, it's a different world. My parents lived in a world where it was out of necessity. They had to know everything before they crossed the T's or dotted the I's because they couldn't afford an attorney. And this was all the money that they had.
You bet.
We've gotten, and I'm pointing the finger at me, a little too lazy because we've had a lot more than they've ever had. And we don't have some of the, meaning me, the common sense that they had. So my dad said, if you don't know how to change your own oil, you better have a friend that will tell you how to do it. Because there's a lot of things out there on the web and in the world of loans and home builder construction loans that sometimes the consumer, well, they get taken to the bank.
In many cases, that's true. And we are very comfortable in our position. We, meaning Charleroi Federal, are very comfortable in our position that we're just a phone call away. We're not on foreign soil. If you have a question and I'm not available, any of my customers can call any one of the folks in any of our branch offices, get a consistent answer in line with what our bank strives for. And that's to make sure that our customers know that we appreciate them and that we intend to be their bank for the long haul, not just for the sale today.
Well, as we go to break, the thing that really you have to understand, if you've been around for since 1936 and your namesake is where you started, you better be doing something right.
You bet.
All right. He is Ronald Nardis, Vice President, Loan Administration, really enjoying the hour with Charleroi Federal. We're going to come back and talk about what they've done and still to come on Pittsburgh Works, where they are going, and maybe you'd like to go right there with them. Back with more on KDK at the Duquesne Light Home and Garden Show on KDK and Pittsburgh Works in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Ron Nardis is here from Charleroi Federal Savings Bank, and we're talking about construction and home loans, building loans, as I mentioned, construction loans, all under that same umbrella. If you have a question, you know, and you're wondering exactly what you need to do, how to approach it, you're a first-time homeowner, maybe a first-time home builder, Ron has been gracious enough to say, Rob, run it up the flagpole. So here's what we're going to do. Toll-free number, 866-391-1020. Anything about home loans, 866-391-1020. And I thank you for doing that. But see, I knew I could do that with Charleroi Federal. Let's talk about an initiative, the innovative part of local banking, the network with competitively priced products that fit the needs of today's family. Because let's face it, every family is different, as are their budgets.
That's very true. And the thing that we focus on at Charleroi Federal is making sure that those core products, things like a home mortgage, buying that first home, building that first home, are things that are within reach to folks within our market. Specifically, we talk to folks who are renting, who are new to home ownership and want to take that step but just aren't sure how to do it. That's our core. That's where we come from. That's what we take the most pride in, is being able to address those questions and those issues. And the interesting thing, Rob, a lot of our customers, those relationships, folks whose loans we originate this coming week, are folks that we started talking to 18, 20 months ago, who just wanted to break the ice, broach the subject, and get their basic questions answered, and then we help them conclude what the best path is for them to buy that home or build that home. We have relationships with realtors, with home builders, so we truly have the circle addressed relative to everybody who plays a role in this process for our customers.
What I love too, the topic is owner-builder home loans, and it's really putting the owner first, and it's not your money, it's their money that they're getting through your bank. And again, you put owner first. To me, that says a lot about customer service at Charleroi.
You know, it does. And speaking specifically about home construction loans, the owner builder loan is Charleroi Federal's specialty. It's one of the products that we offer, honestly.
Did you build your name on it?
We did, actually. We've been offering owner builder construction loans for close to 50 years. And it's a specific product where a customer has an opportunity to act as their own general contractor, meaning that person is in the driver's seat not just to arrange their financing and then hand the keys to a general contractor to build their new home. While we do those construction products too, we are truly home loan experts when it comes to the owner-builder program. and we'll help you walk through the process of obtaining the costs and determining the priorities in addressing what is my new home going to consist of, and dealing with things like municipal governments, building permits, things like that.
Which are all essential.
You bet. You need to know that. And we'll help you with that. We're your resource of information for that. And we can help you address those questions. This is a process that doesn't go away in 2 weeks. This is something that takes a commitment both from the owner and the individual who wants to build the house and the bank.
Well, it took me a little while to catch on here, but as we kind of went through this interview, a lot of things were going through my mind, and I wanted to make sure that I pinpointed the exact right customer you were looking for. And also, by offering, you know, the phone number 866-391-1020, somebody in the audience who is maybe saying right now, boy, that's me, or I have a question, that I could bring you two together. But if you're talking owner builder, is it where you come out, say, after the foundation is built and say, okay, we sign off on it, here's the next stipend of money to put on the first floor? Is that how it works?
That is how it works. With an owner builder, the owner has the ability to establish the subcontractors that they intend to use, both for things like excavation, their foundation installation, framing, building of the shell, so on and so forth. And we'll walk you through that, and we'll help expedite that process so that when the home construction project has begun, we're there to facilitate making sure that project cash flows. Obviously, that's the critical part of an owner builder, making sure that the first section is paid for and the second section can begin of that project.
You know, also too, I would believe if someone would come in and be a little tentative, I think that would be a good sign, because they're a smart consumer, because they're worried about their money. They're worried about that monthly payment. They're going to maybe think, I'd like to do it if I could double down and pay this 30-year off in 15 years. Everybody wants that feeling of, I did it. And I think that it's important for people to understand, sure, you're going to be a little nervous. This is a major investment. But you know what? Look at it as though it's kind of stage fright. Once you get on the stage, you're going to be able to really dance to the rhythm of the music, because it's going to become second nature to you. But it's good to have a little stage fright before you put that pen in your hand and sign off on the document.
It's very good to be apprehensive. You're right. That's a good sign. What we look for in folks who express interest in building their first home is someone who's committed to seeing the project through. Obviously, that's critically important. But someone who wants to play a role in that new home. They want to be involved. They don't want to hand the keys to someone else. They want to walk through that process with their bank and with the folks who are going to help them help that new home be built for them.
Let's be honest. The majority of them are great. But the thing that I've learned from Andy Amrine, who's coming up in a little bit with the True Value Show, there are those out there that aren't so good. And when you're talking about this kind of money, it would be great to have a team like you, Ron, and me overseeing a person or people that we're hiring that are spending our money to build my home. It only makes sense.
That's very true. And we manage that relationship with our customers very closely. We understand that we need to be accessible to folks to answer their questions, not just about, hey, what's your interest rate on a construction loan? It's along the lines of, I've run into a little bit of a barrier here, and my foundation is in, what do I do? And we have folks who have been at this for literally decades, and we're specialists. We're your home loan experts. If something comes up that you weren't prepared for, we'll help you with that.
Well, you also were talking home equity loans, which is a big thing now, lines of credits, to business loans, to credit cards, underwrite, all of these things with the same commitment that you do with everything else with your customers. Do you think it's important to be able to stay the biggest little bank in town? You got to be able to be diversified?
Well, you have to be diverse in your product offering and in the neighborhoods that you serve. And we take a lot of pride in that. We really have developed a sense of pride in not just the products, but our commitment to our customers and the products that they need in today's environment. A home equity line of credit is something that 30 years ago folks weren't that familiar with, It's one of our best products right now.
We're going to go to break, and I have such respect for all of the institutions of banking in our region. I think they are as important as anything else as far as our skyline. When I go into a town, I'm looking to see that local bank. I want that name. As if I was on McKean Avenue right now, I'd be looking for Charleroi. I was on the website checking out your website, which is a really cool interactive website. You got to check it out. It's up on my Facebook page. But this phrase, and quickly, I got to get to a break. Is there anything such as hometown banking anymore? Do you think that really does exist still?
I know that it exists. We are committed to it every day that we unlock the doors and open.
All right, good enough for me. We'll come right back. It's 9:26. This is Pittsburgh Works. We have with us Vice President, Loan Administrator. He is from Charleroi Federal Savings Bank, Ronald Nardis. Any question that you have that you need answered, 866-391-1020. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh Works. Ron Nardis is here from Charleroi Federal, and John Apro, my fellow co-worker and great writer, many years with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, grew up in Charleroi, and she says, look, get to the point. Tell us about the other branches. And her parents actually did a owner-builder loan back in the 50s. And, hey, they had a great run. And I said, hey, that's good enough for me. Let's talk about the other locations. I talked about McKean Avenue, but where else?
The main office on McKean Avenue in Charleroi. In order, offices in Connellsville, Bentleyville, Ross Draver, Monongahela, Seven Fields, Hempfield, Peters Township, and Washington.
All right, now I want to talk to you about this hometown banking and this new approach. Explain that to me.
It's the newest old story in banking, Rob. The key is being approachable. It's knowing your customers. It's knowing your folks and having folks comfortable to ask you questions that maybe they're just a little shy about. And we do our best to knock those walls down, to knock those barriers down so that folks feel comfortable asking us questions about whether that house will work for them. And not only are we typically familiar with the neighborhoods and the specific homes, but we're specific about with regard to the person asking the question.
You know, Jonna was saying about her parents, $10,000. My parents in the late 50s was $18,000. And I think my dad went to the local building and loan back then, too. And he kept money in there, even though he had banked many other places and had money elsewhere. He was loyal to those people who were loyal to him when he had six kids and he was 29 years old. How am I going to make this work? So my question is, look, their money was just as important to them as it is to us today. And we have a lot more zeros on the end of the money that we make today. And I don't care about what people saying, oh, the dollar stretched then. No, it still was a lot of money then as it is now. Why do you think they were able to do so much with so little, even as far as that nest egg or down payment? They didn't have it. And why is it that so many people, and you see it all the time, can't do it today? Why is that, Ron?
Well, it's smart choices. It's the ability to recognize what you want to do relative to your home and asking questions of folks who can help you get there. We're there to help you bridge that gap, to bridge that gap between where you are today, where you want to go with your new home. And it's having a partner, and we do our best to be that partner of our customers.
All right, I'm going to ask you, and so far you've got a couple of gold stars, so you're working for your fourth one here, only in our third segment too, so you've done good. If a couple comes into you, or even someone that's single and says, look, I don't really owe a lot, I've got a little bit of equity, but I don't know if I want to buy another home or get a home. And someone's telling them, you really should. Why do you want to rent? What's your answer to them?
Well, the answer to that is owning a home is still the American dream. It's still what most folks aspire to. It's the pride that you take in that home and making sure that it's reflective of everyone's individual personalities. And we understand that. We don't walk away from that. We embrace that role of helping folks get to the point that they know the specific questions to ask relative to a new home and who can help them achieve that.
I don't know if you have a booth here, but you should. John DeSantis walked by. We'll set you up for next year because all of this stuff is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But unless you have a roof over it, it's not going to do you any good to put a new kitchen in a parking lot, you know?
You bet.
Do you think the average person really understands how simple it can be when you go to Charleroi Federal?
Well, we hope they do. We do our best to make ourselves available to answer those very basic questions, the upfront questions that folks have. It's not that complex a process when you have folks as committed as you are to helping you achieve it. And that's something that we just take a lot of pride in.
And I mean this, just not because you're here. You can ask any of the people that work with me. I really enjoy doing these type of shows. Look, it would be great to get the big, you know, scoop like my buddy John Delano did with Jack Wagner. But you know what? I'm more about, you know, helping people. And really, there are a lot more people that understand what we're talking about than how many goals. And even though I love them, Sidney Crosby scored last night. And that's because it's their home. It's where they do all of their business. It's where their children are born. Those graduation parties take place. You know, people, sad to say, many of them live in these homes for 10, 20, 30 years and then pass away. And then it's all of the memories as you're moving your parents' stuff out of the home that you grew up in. So this really this is much more than just business.
Well, it certainly is. And, Rob, one of the things that I've enjoyed the most in my career is helping the folks who were buying or building that first home, answering questions and recognizing, you see almost the trepidation on their faces the first time that you meet with them. And then if it's building a new home, meeting with them initially, introducing them to the product that will help them get in that new home, work through the questions with their builders, with their subcontractors, with their suppliers, and then what I'm sure up front seems like an eternity, but it really isn't, when that day finally comes and the home is done, it's completed, and the move in. And one of the best things, and I've done this so many times, is drive past that home once it's finished. And remembering
how cool is that, though?
That is the coolest.
The smell of a new home, right?
You bet. And it's just walking past, and you see the moving van in the driveway and the folks going in, and you recognize that with regard to that particular family, that dream's been achieved, and that's something that makes you come back for more every day.
I got to tell you, one of our main sponsors is 84 Lumber, mm-hmm. and I have a great relationship for many years with Joe Hardy, and I've said this so many times, he will be looked upon as Andrew Carnegie as was he was to Steel. You know, that shiny new look of Steel is great, but the smell of fresh lumber, you know, and the hearing people pound nails. I've often told Andy, summer mornings to me, or summer heading home after working all day, hearing the neighbor put a new roof on and that hammer hitting against the shingles or pounding those roofing nails in, that's progress.
You bet.
And to actually see, I have another friend who loves to dig in the dirt, even though he could have someone else do it for him. It really is getting back to the basics. And it's those memories that I have of my father at dusk standing in the backyard, watering down the garden after working all day in this backyard of a brick home that he built himself. And I got to believe that feeling is still the same today, from walking in when it's just a foundation to when it becomes a shell to where the shingles go on to you finally put the furniture in the living room. It's just got to be a great feeling.
True. And you just said something key to one of our best products, the owner builder loan. Even though you could have someone do it for you, you choose to do it yourself. That's what the owner builder program is all about. For the folks who want to play a role in building their home themselves, that's what that product is made for. And it's so rewarding to watch folks who've chosen to take advantage of that and play a role in installing their own drywall, doing their own painting, putting their own roof on, things like that.
How much do you work with local companies, too?
Almost entirely with local companies.
See, now that's another advantage, because they're not going to go far if you have a question.
You bet.
And you can, like Andy, he'll give, you know, somebody wants a contractor, he gives them a name, and they're not on his list if they're not doing things right. And I got to believe the same is for you at Charleroi Federal. If these people aren't living up to your specs, your specifications, they're not doing business with you, and in turn, you're not passing business to them.
Well, and that's very true. Our number one source of new customers for a home construction loan, our number one referral source is someone who's been through that process with us previously. And that's really rewarding to us. That is the message that we're doing something right, because folks who've been through an owner-builder loan with us typically are the ones promoting that with folks that they know, family members, friends. And we get those phone calls almost every day where they're telling us that, hey, my brother-in-law had an owner-builder loan with you and built a home in Charleroi or Cranberry or Washington, and they told me to give you a call. Can you help me out? And that's typically where it begins. And that's a very interesting part of what we do.
All right, now when we come back, I want people to understand we're focusing on the owner-builder loan, but there's a lot more, and that we kind of talked about it in the beginning, but you do want to talk about full contract construction loans, flexible options, and a lot more too, correct?
Correct.
So we are right on the same page. We'll be back. Charleroi Federal, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is Ronald Nardis. He is Vice President, Loan Administration from Charleroi Federal. You can find him at their McKean Avenue office in Charleroi. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Ron Nardis is here. This is the Duquesne Light Home and Garden Show, Charleroi Federal Savings. They are in our Pittsburgh Works Hour. Owner-builder was the main topic, but literally there's a laundry list of other things we wanted to get to, and we've talked about a lot of them, everything from home equity loans and lines of credits to business and loans and credit cards, all that stuff. But one of the things that we do want to talk about, my producer and I were discussing some of these things with you during the break. He talked about a home equity loan. Finish your thought about, and we were just talking off the air, when it's not a good time, which is a great question, to get a home equity loan.
When it's, with regard to home equity loans, with most folks, the key is the interest rate. It's the pricing. And banks, historically, since the advent of home equity loans in the 1980s, have been very competitive with their interest rate, with their fees. And customers should keep an eye out for that and always ask the important questions. It's not only the interest rate. It's closing cost, it's upfront fees, it's fees to cause the loan to exist. And as long it's the old saying, the more you know, the better questions you ask. And it's relative to the fees and the interest rate.
Well, what I do love about you guys, you do a little bit of everything, and you will take all business. My question is, and I think I know the answer, because obviously getting to know you and talking about your wonderful company over the last 45 minutes, I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. Why wasn't it that you guys got caught up in the whole mortgage thing a few years ago that left so many people upside down?
Well, it's staying true to who you are as a company.
Staying the course.
Keeping steady and perhaps not attempting to grow too fast. Our success has come from individuals and companies who've wanted to improve their position, and we've been very successful in recognizing those folks and returning the commitment to them that they've made, our commitment to them. So helping folks refinance who we're not really sure, our interest rate is high, we've had this mortgage for 8 or 10 years, is it worthwhile for me to do a refinance? We can answer those questions for you and help you make that choice as to whether it's time or not.
We all have this ability. Well, when you see storage bins that you can actually rent to store your stuff, you can just understand why many people grow out of their homes, all right? But everybody, once they get in, they want to add a bedroom. They want to add a game room. They want to add a enclosed patio. Let's talk about remodeling or adding on an addition. Do you do loans for that?
We do. It's great question, because it's not just about building that new home. It might be about adding that extra bedroom or improving and installing a new kitchen or a new bathroom. Absolutely. Those are the things that we take the same time to explain, to make sure that folks know it's not just about making the choice to move, it's to improve where you live right now. And those are the questions that we love to answer because those work too. And those are the same questions that folks have relative to their existing home.
Well, and here's what else. I know what you're going to say, but whether it's a $1 million home or it's a average price, which is about a $150,000 home, sad to say, but that's the world we live in, everybody looks at their home the same as you do them as a customer.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter. That's that individual's home. It's the most important place to them, and we treat every one of them exactly the same so that their commitment is rewarded.
All right, we've taken care of all of the notes that your wonderful account exec, Bridget, helped me get, and, of course, our sales manager, Kurt Hellgren, and I even added a few. Now the last few minutes, just you and me, mano a mano.
Yep.
I love banking. I don't understand it. I can't even balance my checkbook sometimes. Thanks to my good bank, I'm able to do that. But it really is the essence of who we are. I mean, it's what people work for every day. And for someone like me who gets frustrated when my checkbook's off by $1.50, I know that there are a lot more people like me. Every dollar you work for is important to you. Do you think that this whole online banking thing, and I understand why we have it, and it makes sense, and I love it, but I would much rather, this is just me, I love your website, I can find out everything about it that I need to know, but I can call McKean Avenue and say, hey, Ron, explain this to me. Do you think that'll ever go away? Please tell me it won't. I hope that there will always be tellers and there'll be the loan manager in the back office that I can sit down on their beautifully polished desk with their nameplate and shake their hand and actually see the papers in front of me.
It will always be there at Charleroi Federal because we recognize that today's technology is so important for folks to have access 24/7. But the things that made us who we are equally as important. And it's being able to pick up a telephone call and having that call answered when it rings and having that question answered without having to wait 3 days for a return phone call. Those are the things that we've always been committed to, and those are the things that will continue to make Charleroi Federal the bank that is committed to those customers and answering those particular questions.
It's a gathering place, the local bank.
You bet.
I mean, as a kid growing up, you know, there was a time there were no Saturday hours, and you had to be there on payday before 6 o'clock, and then I went through the 8 o'clock rope and back to the 6 o'clock. But it's always been a gathering place while waiting in line, talking to your neighbors, knowing the people that work at the bank. You know, the drive-thrus with the shamrocks on their window this time of year for St. Patrick's Day. How's the kids? How's work? Oh, you know, I'm doing okay. How about you? Long day. Me too. I'm glad it's Friday. This is really why I bank. The money is important, but it's relationships, and that's what I believe you guys are all about.
It is what we're all about. It's the relationships. It's what I mentioned a moment ago about our single best referral source is the person who's been through a construction loan or a mortgage or a home equity or opened a checking account with us, and they introduce that family member, friend, or neighbor to us. And we're so happy to have those folks come in because that's the answer to the question, are we doing it the right way? And that's the single best part of our job as a community bank, and that's to stay true to those roots and to stay true to those communities, both in and around where we have our offices.
You know, for years I looked at people in the banking industry, the hierarchy, as royalty, until I figured out they're just a little smarter with figures than I was at school. But there's never a question that they've never answered as I've gotten to know them to where I feel stupid. I've always felt that, well, I can exhale after I've, I can breathe a little easier, if you will, after I answer the question, because they're more than willing to answer. And whether you're dealing with millions of dollars or thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars, it's what you do.
Absolutely true, and it's something that we enjoy doing. We enjoy answering that question about the checking account or the savings account or the home equity loan or the auto loan. Those are the things that it no matter who the customer is, that line is important to them, and we're there to answer that question and make them feel better about it.
And Ron, I got to believe there's faces behind those teller desks that have been there for years, that people have known for decades.
Absolutely, and it's knowing the person and knowing the commitment that we've made to keeping those folks in those branch offices that our customers have come to know generation to generation.
I got to go to a break, but I want to thank you very much, and we learned a lot. Tell everybody the website and a phone number. Go ahead.
It's www.charleroifederal.com and 724-483-3566.
Ron Nardis. Ron, shake your hand.
Thank you, Rob.
Just like they do in the bank.
You bet.